Up and Adam on this Tuesday morning, and folks, we are here to chat to a very exciting guest, and he is coming to South Australia for a very exciting reason, Jenny.
Absolutely, the heart and soul of Aussie rock and roll, Jimmy Barnes, in SA on Saturday, by the Sea Festival in Glenelg, and that's along with some other legends, John Stevens, Mondo Rock and Diesel, along with the classics, I reckon some songs from his chart-topping 20th studio COVID album should make it to the set list. He joins us on the line now. So good to have you with us, Jimmy. Must be.
How are you going?
Oh, great. So good. Must be great to be back on stage after performing from your living room for the best part of
you know
2 years.
It is really good. But we did have a great time performing from our living room. It was, all those videos we did were very lo-fi. I would just stuck the phone up, leaned the phone up against something and got to sing songs with my girl. So that was good fun. But there's something special about getting in front of an audience that makes the band play better, just makes everybody just lift their game, and you know, and the interaction, that interplay between a crowd and a band, you know, nothing beats it. It's awesome.
I noticed you got a taste of live music last week when you went to Geelong to see the Fooey's. How were they, and did it get the juices flowing?
They were really good. I've actually been touring, so it was coincidental that I had a night off, and it was my dear friend Matt Gadinski was running it. So we went there, and it was awesome. I mean, we went and had a chat with Dave, who's a lovely chap, and you know, we got a lot of common interests. We both like to rock, and we like to cook, and we like to burn things, and you know, so we had a good time, and the band were just phenomenal. So I mean, it was a big coup for rural Australia, you know, to have, you know, 40,000 people, or whatever it was, in Geelong Stadium. All the other, you know, the big cities were all had FOMO. You know, it was really great, and the band just kicked butt. They were fantastic.
Awesome. I know Dave's a big green egg guy. Do you have a barbecue set up at your joint?
Yeah, have I got a barbecue set up? Dave was going, I've got 3 green eggs. I said, I've got 4. he said, I've got an Aaron Franklin smoker. I said, so have I. You know, we were like peas in a pod. We both love like American grills, you know, smoking, you know, wood fire, charcoal. So we had a great time. Yeah, it was nice. He's a very good fella. He works hard.
I can see a super group called the Offsets or something.
The Offsets. the Smokers.
That's right. The Smokers. Perfect.
Hey, Jimmy, obviously you've been very active over the past couple of years, which is great for a musician to keep their head in the game. But just something really lovely about what you've been doing is taking stock of the important things. And it seems like your family has been such an important part of getting through COVID and also developing musically.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a funny thing because, you know, really, you know, we toured, you know, constantly for nearly 40 years, you know, just one of those things where as long as I've started music, I've been on tour. And literally Jane and I, you know, in the middle of COVID, celebrated our 40th anniversary. And we realized that we hadn't stayed still anywhere for more than 3 months at any given time. So to be sort of locked down at home, which is, I mean, we have a beautiful home, and it's all the things that we love here, that we normally have them all in the house here, and then we're away touring all the time, so we don't get to use them and see them and appreciate them. You know, for us, as hard as COVID was and as tough as it was for everybody, you know, we really enjoyed being, you know, at home, and it gave us time to appreciate other things, you know, just, you know, like, you know, believe it or not, you know, like cooking. Jane and I got together and did the cookbook, and you know, we love to cook and we love to eat, and it normally cooking makes us feel like we're at home, you know. It's because once again, being on the road for so long, you know, to stand at the kitchen and cook a meal, you know, makes you feel like you're at home. So it was good. So we got to do lots of that, and we got to do, you know, like stand here and watch the garden, watch the seasons turn, you know. But normally, even if we're not touring, we'll get a break. We'll go, let's go on holiday somewhere, you know.
Right.
So
we had holidays,
and we had, you know, time at home of sort of, you know, do stuff in the garden. You know, I'd get up at every morning and walk out in the garden. And, you know, for half a year it'd be roses, and the other half it'd be Daphne. I'd go out and pick flowers for Jane, bring them in, give Jane a bunch of flowers, and it's amazing just how much of a you know, it starts the day off in a good, cheerful note, and there's beautiful flowers on your table, you know. So it was awesome. And if you'd said to me, you know, 20 years ago or so, that I'd be out picking roses, and let alone arranging them, I would have slapped you. But there you go. So I've got to appreciate that. Got to appreciate things that we don't normally appreciate.
Lovely. I was going to say, my first contribution to the Barnes bank balance was Cultures' was East album. That's the first one I bought. And I don't reckon if I played that 100 times, which I did, I would have ever imagined that I'd be home on a Friday night watching you on Gardening Australia.
Or watching me singing Doris Day songs.
Do you know what I'm saying? Exactly. But things happen like that, don't they? And look, the family thread continues even when you're touring, because the brother-in-law's coming too.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody comes. It's unbelievable. You know, this tour, you know, like Mark's one of my favourite artists. You know, Diesel doesn't get any better. You know, John Stevens, one of my dear friends, you know. Vanessa Amorosi is like, you know, sings like a demon. She's a great girl. Mondo Rock, I wrote, you know, I ran away from, well, I tried to run away from home in Adelaide to the Maiponga Festival to see Daddy Cool, which is Ross's first band.
Yeah.
One of his first bands. And I got caught climbing out the window and I couldn't go. But Ross has been a big influence on me forever. And we wrote songs together. You know, 1927, beautiful, you know, beautiful melodic, you know, band. So it's going to be a great day. And to be playing at Glenelg Beach is, you know, in my hometown. You know, I used to go and fish off Glenelg Jetty. It's like, you know, I'll be singing and looking up the jetty, you know, looking for some bloke like me sitting up there, some young fella.
Well, fishing implies that you catch something, but I've tried it.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. we can't wait to have you back home and performing. I'll be down there on Saturday to see you. So looking forward to it. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Of course, by the sea, Jenny.
Yes.
I am now a little closer to being a Jimmy Barnes impersonator. I can cook a barbecue. I can plant a rose. And I can pretend to fish off a jetty. These are three.
You've got to be able to sing really well, though.
There's that. I'm working on it, all right? It is up and at 'em this morning.